You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Rise and Stand Strong, two local nonprofits providing services for sexual and intimate partner violence, have merged. KCBX's Lauren Wallachy has more on what's next for this new combined nonprofit.
Jennifer Adams, the former executive director for Stand Strong, is the CEO for this new organization, whose name isn't yet revealed. She says the merger will help eliminate any confusion and better serve the community.
What we have seen over the years is a lot of confusion in the community, most specifically with clients who are seeking services and they don't know which place to go to, but also law enforcement, not sure which organization to call, and even donors. We've actually received checks that are, you know, made out to both of us and having to split $50 checks. So that's the impetus behind the merger, is to provide really seamless services.
Adam says the two organizations have some overlapping services, including therapy and advocacy, but they're also bringing complementary services to the merger, specifically the prevention program.
Our prevention programs, we are so excited bringing them together because we're going to have one of the largest programs in the state. And so that's, it's just so important when we're working so hard to provide services, after the harm has been done. It's just imperative that we're doing the work to stop it from happening in the first place.
Some news and health organizations are referring to intimate partner violence during COVID-19 as a pandemic within a pandemic. Adam says when the pandemic lockdowns began, the calls to the crisis line for both organizations quieted down significantly and calls to law enforcement increased.
Clients were stuck, right? They were stuck in their homes. They weren't able to go to work. Children weren't able to go to school. They weren't able to get out and make confidential phone calls. And the stress of the pandemic, people losing their jobs, people being stuck in their house, there really was a really sharp increase in the incidences of domestic violence.
As for the future of the organization, Adam says she referenced the merger that created Rise in 2013.
It is a really pretty solid year until everything really gets settled. So, you know, all the programs get integrated and all the new policies and procedures, and we really get running like a fine oiled machine.
Rise and Stand Strong will debut their merged nonprofit's name July 14th, and community members can tune in on Facebook from 4 to 6 p.m. For KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy.